Welcome to the Unlocking Project Podcast, a podcast for students about intelligent design and evolution. Casey Luskin joins us now from the CSC in Seattle, Washington. Casey, can you give us a quick recap of the case in South Carolina?
Sure. Actually, it wasn't what I would call a case. It was more that the South Carolina Board of Education passed science standards that require students to summarize ways that scientists use data from a variety of sources to investigate and critically analyze aspects of evolutionary theory. And we think this is a real victory for both students and science education because it will ensure that when evolution is taught, that students learn about the full range of scientific evidence, and it is not going to be taught in a one-sided dogmatic manner that only provides the evidence which supports evolution. Students here will learn about both the scientific strengths and weaknesses of evolution. So this is a very good thing for the state of South Carolina and for science education in that state.
Now, what has been the press coverage in regard to the South Carolina decision?
You know, that's an interesting question, Jason, because actually this has been a good story with a happy ending, but it didn't start off so well. Originally, the Associated Press actually reported that the South Carolina Education Oversight Committee did pass standards that did not require students to critically analyze evolution. And as soon as this news article came out, we realized that there was a mistake because the standards actually do require critical analysis. So we actually blogged about this on our blog, evolutionnews.org, and we also contacted the Associated Press to let them know about the mistake. And this is a story, as I said, with a happy ending, in that they immediately actually corrected their articles, and some of the articles that came out the following day reported correctly that South Carolina did pass science standards that will require students to critically analyze the theory of evolution. So I guess the moral of this short story is you can't always believe everything you read in the press, but don't be too disillusioned, because sometimes if the press makes a mistake, they actually will correct them if they're told that there was a problem. And the Associated Press should really be applauded for correcting their mistake.
Well, I totally agree. It's good to see that they are honest and had the journalistic integrity to correct that mistake and move on. Now, let's talk about, for a moment, the CSC's position on science education, because I know that the press often reports that we're trying to push intelligent design into public schools, but that's not the case, is it?
You're right, Jason. There's sort of a mythology or maybe an urban legend or a Darwinist conspiracy theory that we're out there trying to push intelligent design into the schools. And even though we think that intelligent design is constitutional, and even though we think that there is scientific evidence and peer-reviewed scientific literature supporting the theory of intelligent design, we actually don't think that it should be required in schools today. What we do think should be required is that students should have to learn about both scientific strengths and weaknesses of evolution without being required to learn about alternative theories such as intelligent design. And that's exactly what South Carolina actually passed. They passed a policy that requires students to critically analyze evolution without getting into alternative theories. And this is the exact kind of policy that we would recommend. And although we think that intelligent design should not be required in classes, teachers who want to present it at their own discretion should at least have the academic freedom to do that. So that's where the Center for Science and Culture is coming from when it comes to science education.
On the flip side, how have the Darwinists responded to your approach to science education?
Well, it's very interesting, Jason. We think that requiring students to critically analyze Darwin's theory will do nothing but good things for education curriculum. It will increase students' understanding of the scientific evidence. It will increase their critical thinking skills. It will get them interested and inspired to learn more about science because they can see that there are scientific problems that can be solved. And they will see that this very important question of where they came from is an area of active research. We think that teaching students to critically analyze evolution will have nothing but positive benefits for the science curriculum. In light of that, we can't imagine why any person would oppose a policy that requires students to learn more about evolution, not less, more about the scientific evidence, not less. Yet, in every case, to my knowledge, when we have seen these policies proposed in various states, the Darwinist community has generally opposed policies that would require critical analysis of evolution. We can't imagine why anyone would oppose an education approach that would increase critical thinking skills and that would benefit students in helping them learn more about the scientific evidence.
Looking ahead, can you tell me what the impact will be of this South Carolina decision and what is the outlook for the future of public school science education?
Well, I think that this is another sign of a positive trend in science education. South Carolina became the fifth state in the country to require students to critically analyze neo-Darwinism. And this is very good. Now 10% of the states in the U.S. require a more full disclosure of the scientific evidence about evolution. So this is a very good trend. A lot of people have predicted that the political momentum about teaching problems with evolution would have slowed down in light of recent court decisions. But clearly that is not the case. We are still seeing states that are passing policies. We still see districts that are passing policies requiring students to learn about the full range of the scientific evidence about evolution. And this is a positive sign that the evidence is still there to be taught. Polls regularly show, Jason, that well over 70% of Americans actually support teaching students both scientific strengths and weaknesses of evolution. 70% of Americans is a very healthy bipartisan support for any kind of policies.
Casey Luskin from the CSC in Seattle, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Jason.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you want more information on intelligent design, film clips, articles, the whole nine, visit unlockingproject.com.